On a cool March day, not unlike today in 1990, Rob Thomas, John Goff, Jay Stanley, Brian Yale, and Chris Smith formed a band called Tabitha's Secret. Later on, the band would be joined by percussionist Dale Doucette. Over the next 5 years, with songs like 3 a.m. and Forever December, Tabitha's Secret was becoming public information. It was as if someone had told the secret to a gossip girl. In 1995, Matt Cerletic, a producer and rep for Atlantic Records, approached Tabitha's Secret with a long-term record deal. Jay Stanley and John Goff thought this was a bad idea, but according to lore, Cerletic was truly only interested in the hot talent of the young Rob Thomas, and Rob had stars in his eyes. One band member said they heard a cash register noise, and when they looked at Rob, they saw little dollar signs pop up in his eyes. So the band said, "Go away, Jay, and back off, John Goff." Rob Thomas, Yale, and Doucette signed a deal with Atlantic Records and were introduced to Adam Gaynor and Kyle Cook. The Fab Five went on to international fame with 12-time platinum debut album, 2 American Music Awards, and 9 songs on Billboard's charts. They are the pride of Orlando, Florida. Today we stand by Matchbox 20. We're in, babies. Matchbox 20 today. Are you excited, Tommy?
I'm feeling very excited. This is one of my favorite bands.
We should introduce ourselves.
Oh my God.
I am the one, the only, Tom Takar.
Today you can call me Rob Tommy McNamara.
Oh shit. Rob Tommy. I wonder if anybody calls him that. Yeah, he probably wouldn't like it. He looks like he'd fight somebody about that. He seems like an aggressive man. And of course, let's not hold our guest back. The wonderful, the hilarious Jack Comstock.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually changing it now that Tom Brady's available again.
You sick fuck.
So just call me Tom.
I knew I fucked up. Jack, you picked Matchbox 20 today.
Yeah. Well, they more picked me.
That's great true. Leagues. It was divine intervention.
Yeah.
Now, are you more of a fan of the Matchbox 20 era or the Tabitha's Secret era?
Well, Matchbox 20.
Did you know about Tabitha's Secret?
A baby when.
I've heard of about a boy, but yeah. About a baby.
It's a prequel.
I wonder if this was the joke, but that does sound like a lingerie thing for cats. This is what Tabitha's Secret sounds like.
It really, yeah.
Like,
you're not
was
wrong.
That the joke? I don't know.
I felt like it had to be something to do with Victoria's Secret, right?
I'm sure someone named Tabitha broke one of their hearts.
I have a feeling Tabitha's Secret is that she was fucking Rob Thomas's best friend. or she got an abortion.
Or she only slept when it was raining.
Oh, that could be. There's a big controversy, it turns out. I was reading a lot about Matchbox 20 today for some reason. And I guess that the former bandmates sued Rob Thomas and Co. Over the rights to 3 a.m. and another song. But 3 a.m. was
like
the big
one of the biggest songs out of the 90s. And just trying to cash in.
We were the first guys to be lonely at that time.
Yeah. No, he wrote that. 3 a.m.'s about his mom.
Oh.
Having cancer. When he was in high school.
Here we go.
What a bummer.
Yeah, that makes it sad.
Well, that's what Push is about, too.
It's about his mom.
And Smooth. It was about her bald head.
Oh, it's a hot one.
Oh, that was a bad joke to start this off of. A little cancer humor for everyone.
That always lightens the room up when you're talking about Rob Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Let's just jump into Matchbox 20. What was your introduction to Matchbox 20?
My parents had the first CD, and which is Yourself or Someone Like You.
Yeah, Yourself or Someone Like and You. Great album art on
it's
that.
It's great.
The picture's really cool.
Yeah, with the guy with
who
the
is that
air.
Guy?
I don't remember. I looked
He's like
it
a bird man or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just some
it's Birdman.
Oh,
it's Birdman.
The rapper.
What the movie was about, the making of this album cover. My parents owned like two CDs that I listened to was Matchbox 20 and the X-Files soundtrack. So they both really stuck to me, but I never even watched the X-Files. I just stuck with Matchbox.
I wish that X-Files like soundtrack was all Matchbox 20 and like Counting Crows, like Finding Aliens.
It could be. There's like no words, so it might just be them.
I could see Unwell going in an X-Files episode. Yeah.
And Bent.
Yeah, definitely.
So you got into them as a kid.
Yeah, I was listening to them. I mean, and when I remember being like eight, I was born in 89. So when I was like under 10, I would remember getting up super early and watching VH1's Top 20 videos.
Yes.
And Real World was on that too. All the time. That was like peaking when I was watching that all the time. That
I was
on
peaking
there
when I was watching it, frankly. Yeah, it's a great video.
I was, but I didn't know what that was yet, it turns out. I just felt all tingly inside. But
I always thought there was a divide between TRL kids and VH1 Top 20 Countdown kids.
You think so?
I think we weren't as cool, but I think we had more heart.
Oh, my God. That could explain my whole life. I didn't. Right? I never watched TRL. So
really? I was a VH1 kid, too, because I didn't like that smug bastard
Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Is he still hosting?
Oh, he's still hosting something.
He has
not
to have
TRL.
Gray hair or bald or now or
well,
something.
There was
he's handsomer than ever, to be honest.
I only remember his hair.
He's very handsome. He hosts. Yeah. He took.
He's like Mario Lopez.
He took
like
over
not.
The ball drop thing.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's
yes.
Rockin' Eve.
No, not New Year's Eve. That puberty boy podcast.
I remember there was like a popular girl, the most popular girl in my grade school once, like. There was like the homework board for the weekend, and she was like in charge of putting it up. And every day she would write, "Watch TRL" at the end, and everyone would like snicker. And I'd be like, "No, I want to watch the Lisa Loeb video."
Yeah, I'm
not playing that shit.
You ever, you guys, Semisonics closing time,
closing time a
followed
million
by Matchbox 20's Real World.
Did you guys vote for the like you could call in and vote on? I don't remember if it was
VH1.
That was
for TRL though.
No, it was another. There was another music show, but I can't remember if it was VH1 or not. Oh. Where you could, you got to vote what song got played next, like what video, and it would make me so mad, and I wasn't allowed to use the phone. So I was like so pissed every time it wasn't Eminem's Stan, because that's what I really wanted. I loved that video so much.
Yeah.
But
Eminem,
yeah.
When was that? Gosh, his first album was what, 98, 97?
Yeah. So
98 was Marshall or Slim Shady LP, Slim Shady, I think. LP.
And was, which one was that, was Stan on? Was that the second album?
Yeah, that was.
That was,
or was that
Marshall Mathers
Marshall
LP,
Mathers
I think.
LP,
yeah.
That
he said that Marshall Mathers. I say Black Lives Matter. Let's just do a girls' night. yeah, so you were super young. They had that first album.
Yeah.
And what other songs? Were you into that whole album?
Well, at the time, I mean, I was really into mostly the big ones like Push,
mm-hmm.
Real World, 3 a.m., and Back to Good were the ones on that one that were like on the radio.
All bangers, yeah.
All huge radio hits.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I was like a little older, I like started listening to whole albums.
Yeah.
And I listened through that whole album because I loved the first one of theirs. I probably listened all the way through was the third one.
Yeah.
More Than You Think You Are.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to look this
when
up.
That, when I loved that whole album, I was like, oh, I should go back and do through the other two. And then, like, I loved them also. I was like, nice. I knew I already liked all the hits, but
do you think they pressed
the
vinyl
pits
for Matchbox 20?
I'm curious about
because
that.
Because the vinyl, like,
it was like right
didn't
after that. Yeah.
I don't know.
You like think
they
were
on vinyl, yes?
They're such a CD band. Like, they're like the ultimate compact disc band, I feel
Yeah. Like, you can't even buy MP3s of them. It's only CDs.
It's only CDs.
I could see tapes a little bit, but yeah, they're mostly CDs. Because that first album was, what, 90? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I started playing Push there for
That's
a second.
Good.
Just enough.
Just enough to get me going.
Yeah, that's all we need. That's all we're legally allowed to play.
This podcast is going to suck.
I'll look through all the albums. Have you listened to North, by the way?
I've listened to... No, I haven't listened to
That's
North
fine.
That much.
Yeah,
Exile on Mainstream I listened to, but they like... And I liked it, but they like added a xylophone, and then I was like, I didn't listen to North. I didn't go further than that.
Also, as far as album titles go,
It's not good.
Yeah, North
and
what?
It's like half these songs are songs that were radio hits because it was basically a greatest hits album with like four new songs.
Okay, that was
crazy.
Which is the most mainstream thing in the world.
That was,
yeah, that was.
Yeah.
We're only going to be played on the Hot 100 this year, not the Billboard 100.
And finally, someone like Matchbox 20 could really take it to the Rolling Stones.
Take it to the man. Matchbox 20.
They're like a band, Matchbox 20. I feel like I would always, when I was like a kid and we would go to a restaurant that had a jukebox, they were like my go-to.
Yeah.
That's like the music I'm playing at the jukebox.
Yeah.
It was like a band. I mean, as a kid, I loved it. And I mean, I didn't understand all of it, but it's not, it doesn't have anything dirty in it ever. So it's like, it's like not a kid band, but it's a band kids can listen
that.
To without thinking about.
How do you feel about this?
Like Backstreet Boys was like a kid band, you know? Parents didn't, but like my parents liked Matchbox 20. And Bare Naked Ladies, we talked about them. Those are like the two albums I had as a kid were Bare Naked Ladies and Stunt and Matchbox 20.
Stunt's so good. But that's for another podcast.
Yeah.
Stuntcast. Coming this fall.
Stuntman. A man who just loves Bare Naked Ladies. That's not even their first album, right?
I don't think so.
He dresses like Evel Knievel.
Second or third.
So, the Matchbox 20 does not talk about, like, they're not dirty, but they talk about really, like, sad themes.
It's really a lot of, like,
she's gone and, like,
you
don't understand me. A lot of comeback, a lot of she's gone, a lot of please come back.
You can't help me. I'm broken. It got me through high school.
I'm unwell.
It was the best Teen Angst album I ever listened to.
I remember Unwell, the video, like, freaking me out.
With the puppets?
Yeah,
it was very trippy.
It was a scary.
Like, a weird kind of horror vibe, like in a dirty, dark room with puppets. Like, that's never
good. And
part of
me wanted to retort, like, it does seem like you are crazy.
I'm not crazy.
But then he says he's just a little unwell. And then he says, right now you can't tell because you're watching this music video that
watching
makes me
it,
look crazy.
You're like, oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's great. Oh, I'm just a little unwell. What a good line.
Do you have any like memories associated with the band that like stick to your heart at all?
I mean, I went and saw them once in concert. That was like, that was probably the second concert I went to. The Killers were my first.
Oh,
they're my
shit.
Number one favorite.
They'll be
band,
on this
so.
Podcast
they're
too.
Mormon.
No, who
yeah.
can?
By the
how
way,
can anyone talk against the best band ever?
Should we talk about the premise of the podcast a little
bit?
Okay. So this is a podcast about, if this is your first time listening, I don't know if this will be the first episode yet or not, but if this is your first time listening, this is a podcast where we have fans of a band that get kind of shit on by the world. The society deems them.
The real
them,
world.
Yeah, the real world.
I wish the real world would stop hassling us. That's what I want.
Bands that are publicly shat upon, you're kind of ashamed to like them, or people make fun of you for liking them.
Yeah, definitely. No shame here, but definitely get made fun
of. So you come on to defend them, and you give us a little playlist to convince us of what you find so great about them. Not that we're like gonna attack you or anything with that. Tommy's seething over there. That look on your face is terrifying. Look like Jack Nicholson in anything, right? That doesn't even make sense. By the at the end, we'll judge whether or not your argument has sold the fans on the band. Or the naysayers, I should say.
Yeah, well, God, I'm trying to convert people.
But also, we'll show you the arguments against them, and we'll have you argue for them.
And
so
there's a playlist each time that we get sent of six songs
that
they pick from their entire discography.
Mm-hmm. These are the six that will change the world's mind.
I didn't tell you that.
I just send six songs that you love.
Yeah.
But shouldn't that be what it is?
It was the hardest decision I've ever made. So, you know, if you don't like any of these six, there's nothing else for you. Probably.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that eventually. you went to see them in concert. What was what were they like live?
Oh, they're great. They played Time After Time. They did a cover.
Ooh,
interesting.
Great.
That would bone me up.
It was, I was all boned up.
Where did you see them?
Omaha. They were at like
a
stadium.
Oh, it was a stadium.
Yeah.
Do you know how many it holds?
It's like, it's huge. I mean, I don't know. 80.
people.
What is a what is like a stadium? This is like where our Creighton plays basketball. I mean, it's like a giant
I have
arena.
No idea. Is
I mean,
like
maybe like 70,000.
I know Wrigley Field holds 36,000. Yeah. I know. I feel like the United States.
I mean, maybe
50.
It's like 30,000. I could have just said 80, and people are gonna be like,
"Are they better
insane.
Than the, are they better than the Cubs?"
Yeah, they've had a couple more out. Hits.
Get out!
This is a pro Cubs podcast.
I feel like.
Well, I just started a podcast where we rip on your team. So
oh,
if you guys, we could
fuck?
Just mash right now and do a crossover episode.
You fucking Matchbox 2011 bitch. You're gonna come on.
You know, Alanis Morissette opened for them, and not a fan of Alanis Morissette.
Oh, fucking
open? Yeah.
Wait, you're going to shit on another? Yeah, I wanted to ask you that. I want to ask you what other bands you love and what you hate.
What I hate?
Yeah.
Sounds like women.
Yeah. Yeah. The Killers are my favorite band, as I said. And then The Strokes are right there in mm-hmm. the top three. Bands I hate, it's hard without seeing. I hate them so much that I don't
just
see them.
So who do you hate?
311,
like,
I don't okay. like. I'm not a fan of any reggae. Like, wow. Sublime, don't like it.
Oh, Jack.
I mean, they got their hit song is like good, I guess.
Wow. Caress Me Down?
No. What? No, they're famous.
Is that the Amber is the Color of Your Energy?
Oh,
is
that's 311. I'm talking Sublime is.
Wait, Sublime. Oh, okay. Sublime.
Yeah, 311 has like. Yeah, Amber or yeah. something. They're
that's
from Omaha
song.
Too, and I just don't.
I want
What I Got is the song you're talking about.
What I
about.
Got,
yeah,
right,
that's
right.
It.
That took a while. Like, see, not very good.
I was literally singing the guitar solo in my head before I could think of the title.
I'm trying to think of a band I actually really don't like.
But, yeah, but you don't. You know,
there's always someone's always got a song.
You're not a hate filled
band. Bieber
man,
had
though.
A song that I was like, God,
yeah.
I like this song.
We could have a Bieber ep. Because I, yeah,
it is a bad song.
Ones.
The more I listen to it, it was a bad song. What is Sorry?
Yeah,
that Bieber song.
Yeah.
Great tune, catchy.
Yeah.
Listen to the words twice.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, oh, this sucks. This
I was thinking of the
song.
Other. I was thinking of the other song,
Baby?
The newer one.
Oh
no, the one where he's like, love yourself or whatever. Damn it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's kind of slower, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little toned down for the Biebs.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Yeah, what a bad lyric.
That's great. That's a great line.
My mama don't like you, and she likes
and
everyone?
And she likes everyone. That's a great line. Oh, fuck you, Tommy.
Why is that a great line?
Oh, you're too attracted to him to see past the
oh, I will
see
say,
his art.
So Spotify, I was listening to Madrox 20 the last 2 days, just like binging them again for the good times.
Sure. Sure.
And Spotify does this thing now where if your playlist ends, it just automatically
the
goes
radio.
To radio.
Yeah.
So
they play the movie radio.
It just plays radio. It's real depressing. So it like played another Matchbox 20 song. So I was like, oh, it must just go to the next album. And then it was Blurry by Puddle of Mud.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. I hate Puddle of Mud. I remember. I hate Puddle.
It's so funny.
Tinder, Puddle of Mud.
Let's talk about Puddle of Mud really quickly.
She hates me?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So Blur has a song that I'm pretty sure is about him like losing custody of his child.
Who?
Puddle of Mud has that song Blur.
Blurry.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. Okay.
But
so
Blur
is also a 90s
I think band. Blur... Is Blurry, I think.
Yeah.
It's that song.
Everything's so blurry.
Yeah, yeah. That was perfect.
Yeah. So he says, sounds like he's got too much, like he stored a bunch of nuts in his mouth. He's like, this started as a Pearl Jam cover with food in his mouth. And he's like, oh, I can just make this a sound.
This is its own brand. Yeah. That first song, I'm pretty sure, is him like losing custody of his child or something like that. Because the. You take it all away. It might be about a breakup, but the music video is him
he
like
took
with
one
a
line
kid.
Out of it, and it's like it's probably about taking his kid away. Right?
Well, no, the reason I say it, the music video, he's with a child the whole time. Oh. So, but it's just him and the kid, and then the kids like they're like losing touch with each other or something.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure that's what it's about. But then their next single is. She fucking hates me, and it's like this like fun high school anthem. It's
I will say that
weird.
I rewrote the lyrics of She Hates Me after my first breakup in 7th grade.
To
insert the girl's name.
Oh, shit.
In school, and a friend helped me.
Oh,
because
shit.
I couldn't do that
did
on my
use
own.
Her name instead of
yeah,
she?
It was Oprah like fucking hates me. It was Oprah, right?
She hates
was,
me. Yeah. What was her name?
What?
What was her name?
Allison, good woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, theater girl.
She didn't sound so great. Yeah. She broke my boy's heart.
Oh, yeah, she must be in the business if he's not saying bad things.
Oh, shit.
No, she's dead.
R.I.P. Allison.
Yeah. Here's the. This one's the you. Play 3 a.m.
Blurry. It's just like her like fading away. I like the idea that if that is about getting your kid taken away, that at some point the kid was shoved in his face.
Yeah, shoved it in my face.
Boo boo. I got your boy.
Get this fucking kid out of my face.
You want your kid? Too bad. Oh.
That's been our side podcast, Puddle of Mud Talk. Yeah. Puddle of Mud. No. Hold for edit. So back to the wonderful Matchbox 20. We keep getting away and getting back on track. We're fine. So let's read the hate against.
All right.
Just because I didn't know that people hated Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
When was the first? Have you ever encountered people hating Matchbox 20?
Well, it wasn't like people are just like outwardly, but like when I'd be like, people would be like, top favorite bands. I'm like, all right, Killers, Strokes, Matchbox 20.
And people
are like,
laugh.
You suck. What? They suck. What? How is that a favorite band on anyone's list?
Right.
And also, Roy Scovel, who I love, has a joke about, he's like, something about getting so high that you're all of a sudden halfway through a Matchbox 20 album.
Oh, I forgot
like,
about
how
that
the fuck
joke.
Did I get? And I'm like, well, I do that all the time, actually. Like, I find myself at the middle, and I'm like, yes, I caught this song. I love.
They are a funny band to picture people, like, actively hating.
Yeah.
I think people really just hate 90s bands, and they were, like, one of the biggest.
They're quintessential.
Mainstream that got, like, that's just still, like, their last album, well, their last real good one was in 2002, so they, like, were carrying over. They didn't just
and
totally
that
die.
Was their famous 9/11 record.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, if you think about it, Matchbox 9/11, 9 plus 11, 20.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. And a matchbox is what started that fire.
Oh, my God. Osama bin Rob Thomas.
Matchboxes can't melt steel beams.
Wow, I didn't realize we'd have such a big moment in this.
I think they also get shit on. I think they also get shit on because Rob Thomas had a solo career a bit, and I mean, people shit on Smooth. I can't tell if people shit on Smooth.
I've never heard anybody.
It's an
shit
amazing
on Smooth
song, but people, whenever someone brings it up, they're like ironically talking about it.
Yeah,
like
that's
people
true.
Are afraid to admit they like it because they're like, oh, I can't like Rob Thomas or Magic 20, which is solo.
Let's actually, before we go into the hate about it, Tommy, what is your first experience with MB2O, Men in Black 2.0?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had a similar one, just VH1 Top 20.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the thing I remember most is that was like one of the first songs I learned how to play on guitar was 3 a.m. And I was like so proud of myself. I was like, da-da-da. And I'll just like do that in my basement over and over again. Yeah.
Yeah, we would hear Bent on the bus all the time. I was like, who are these hot kids?
That also was a movie. That was also a top 20 video for a while.
Oh man, they hit middle number one on the charts at that one.
Bent, the video was Rob Thomas is running around and there's someone chasing him and he's like running through people and then like at the end the guy catches him and it's like there's slow motion and the guy catches him and it's him, like he's chasing himself.
Yeah,
it's real heavy.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
Real heavy.
I had a couple of experiences with them where I really loved the song "If You're Gone"
because
I was
song.
Like a real romantic kid, and I would just
I remember, to come home.
I remember my stepdad was gone, and I had the house to myself, and I just it came on the radio, and I blasted it, and I was just like doing my own music video in the house, and it was fucking sick.
Hell yeah!
But then
that's the thing. It's like very. How did you describe it?
Wait. Wait, what?
I lost the word. That song is very, If You're Gone is very, like, just emotional.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. Like, it's very, like, it's a call to arms, like, come home.
Yeah. Oh, romantic. That's
yeah,
I'm just a romantic.
Oh, I was a romantic boy.
That's exactly what I was. All their songs are very sad but romantic.
A lot of it's like I wish, yeah. You know. There's a lot of that, but there's also a lot of like misunderstood. So it is good for teen angst. Yeah. And in the 90s, wasn't everybody misunderstood?
Everything. There was the 90s switch. Were misunderstood.
There was a switch, I feel like, where Rob Thomas went from like romantic, kind of like bland dad pop to once he went solo, he was all of a sudden like a sex
He's
symbol.
He's sexy all
and
of a sudden.
Like, when did this
That's
happen?
What I was going to say. Thing was weird. So I didn't know him to be a sex man. I saw they had an Unplugged, and I was like, I never thought of him as like a hot guy or whatever. But then I had my first job out of high school. I had a huge crush on this lady, and she was like, Rob Thomas is the hottest guy ever.
Wow.
And I was like, what? And then she like made me a playlist of his stuff. And that's like, I got really into them after that. Almost every band we talk about on this podcast will be a girl got me into them or I got into them really young.
Yeah.
But that's like my way of getting into music is like a girl I like before Spotify, which is why now I'm into Kids Bop.
It'd be funny if since she thought that he was hot, instead of a mixtape, she handed you like a floppy disk of pictures of him. Like,
See, isn't he hot? But yeah, then, well, you got to think like, when we were listening to, I was listening to Matchbox 20 today too, and not just the ones you gave us, but I went back and listened to every, because I was trying to remember what exactly I loved about them, because I kind of like fell out of touch with Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't like Exile on Mainstream. It bummed
it
me
was,
out.
They had like a xylophone. I mean,
yeah.
How
I
far
liked
we've
the main
come,
song.
I liked. And
I liked
yeah,
How Far
that
We Come.
Was a good
that was
song.
That's a real banger.
A couple
what
other ones
on
were
here?
Like, I Believe You Win. You know, I was like, this is like really.
That's I Believe You Win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the
xylophone. I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
it's a little too upbeat.
Yeah, like, it's not
I
what
like
I wanted
they
from
were
them.
Sad, you know?
That's what
I
wanted
the
too. Yeah, because if you go back to everything on here, it's like Back to Good and
it's like,
what'd
you guys get
gone.
Happy? I'm still here, all right? I'm still an outcast. You guys changed.
And then
it
what was his solo hit? He had like a solo hit.
The biggest one was oh God.
I'm not,
tell
I can't
me like
pull it.
Oh, it was bad. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I can only think of
oh,
This Is How
shit.
A Heart Breaks. That was
that's,
the other one.
I didn't like that one either.
I liked that one. That one was good, but the first one that was...
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, I'm going to look it up because it's going to
really
drive me crazy. And I do remember it, but it is eluding me. Yeah, I did not think of him as a hot guy, but now, actually, I liked Little Wonders, actually.
Little
this
Wonders.
Is Little
Wonders.
This was on the this was on the soundtrack for Meet the Robinsons, the frog movie. Okay. And
what
I was like all about it. Oh shit. I started over again. I'm so sorry.
These
I'm
hard times,
sorry.
That was a good Rob.
The hardest part is over. Let it in.
I don't know this song or that movie. It's making me think I was a Robinson. I feel like I was in a coma
like
for a while.
Is there
it.
A dinosaur in that?
No,
movie?
No dinosaur. I don't think so. Like it might be future. It does look pretty futuristic. I just remember, I think they're like frogs.
No.
I think they're frogs. I think the Robinsons are frogs.
Are you thinking of the
WB? No. It is futuristic.
Yeah.
There's like a little boy travels around. There might be a dinosaur. I think my... you're looking for his other hit.
Lonely No More. I don't want to be lonely no more.
I hate that.
I don't want to have to serve it. Oh. Yeah, I did like that
All
song.
Those solos. You're right. He was too sexy. And the Santana song's sexy.
Yeah, yeah. But in, then his second solo album, he wasn't as sexy. So it was like... it was a little more sad again, you know? It was... it was this one. Ever the Same. That was a good one.
I liked Ever the Same a lot.
That's a great song.
Let's play a little bit of Ever the Same and like just see where he went to. So this was the second album.
I think this was his first one. This
could be a Matchbox.
Yeah, this is when Win a Heart. It does feel like that. In fact, oh yeah.
Oh, I do like the song too.
Yeah, that is. That little down drop there is like, I love that so much.
I love it so much.
Yeah, that I do like a lot. I forgot how much I loved that song, and I'm probably going to put it on a playlist after this because I forgot it.
Songs for losers?
Wait, what the fuck? I did love that. That was towards the... That was in the middle of me loving them because I went through their old shit because I was that came out when I got into them. That was when my friend told me that he was hot or whatever. He's actually a lot hotter now. I looked at him looking at pictures.
I had a friend who looked like him, so I always just saw him as my friend. He just had a similar, like, eyes and chin. And I was like, you look like Rob Thomas.
And he's like, looked a little bit like Kurt Cobain when he was younger. He had like a weird face.
Yeah, he,
I don't know.
During the, in the, like in the Unwell video, he does look weird. He looks like he wore eyeliner for a while. I know he had.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely did wear eyeliner. Was Rob Thomas his real name? Did that come up in your research?
Oh, it did not come up in my research.
That feels like a middle name.
Yeah.
That would be my guess if
Rob
I had to guess.
Robert Thomas. I don't want to look it up right now because it'll be dead air for a second. Yeah. But
Robert Thomas sounds like an 80s guy who murdered his wife. Like who was
That'd be a great documentary. Like a great Netflix documentary about following this guy who got away with murder and then became a pop star.
You know what?
They finally found out
it's
the same guy.
You're not going to believe this. I just looked it up. His name is Rob Thomas Durst.
Oh, my.
His I've been betrayed.
His lawyers were like, you have to plead insanity. He's like, no, I'm just a little unwell.
Yeah.
Rob, you're dressing as a woman and killing your...
Right
no,
now
it's mad season. Everybody's acting weird. what a great podcast we have, our little baby. I like to compliment our podcast throughout the podcast, it turns out. He's a weird-looking guy when he was younger, but he's
toad-ish.
Handsome now.
A little amphibious.
Yeah.
Amphibious. Interesting word.
Are you all right? Oh, yeah, you're like...
I don't know. My allergies... Can you hear me sniffling in the...
I think I just thought you were nostalgic about...
I can't stop crying. I shoved this toilet paper up my nose. Trying to stop my
You got, like, the worst gypsy curse where whenever you talk about a 90s band, you start to get sicker and sicker.
Just deteriorate. Yeah.
Now, that's a horror movie. You just sold it, baby. We better edit that out so nobody steals it. All right. So here are the arguments against Matchbox 20 that I read on the internet today. They suck.
There's not
ass.
A lot of arguments.
They suck shit. bland ass, boring ass.
Are these all from Pitchfork?
Yeah. Pitchfork refuses. So this is another thing I was going to add into the case against Matchbox 20. That's what I'm calling this.
Oh, wow.
This is the case against Matchbox 20. They are bland. They are just like the Goo Goo Dolls, some people say.
They're oft confused.
Yeah, they are. And I had never thought about
also
that.
Also like the Goo Goo Dolls, but Matchbox is way better.
I definitely prefer Matchbox 20, but there are songs from the Goo Goo Dolls that I like more than a lot of like Black Balloon.
Oh, great song.
I mean, Iris
I mean,
is
Broadway.
Iris is
I don't like
one.
Iris. See,
you don't like Iris?
No, that one's... That song's gay. I'm sorry.
Oh, what the hell?
I'm sorry, I gotta say
what?
It.
So bring you on here,
gay?
What the fuck? This is a music positivity
that
podcast.
That song's from a different time, all right? And I can
wait,
say
what
this.
How does Iris go, real fast?
Wait, first,
it's,
And I
don't want the world to see me. Yeah, that's it. We just played it, actually. That was it.
City of Angels, I think.
That's the first time I saw it. I was like, this is the greatest movie of all time.
Their other songs are just so much better than that song.
That song is so good. I just realized it was in the trailer for City of Angels, and I was like, I love City of Angels. And then I went to see it, and it sucks. But I still liked it because they played the song.
Vindicated did that. Dashboard.
Oh, Spider-Man 2?
Yeah. Vindicated. What a great song. I was like, yeah, this is a great song.
Spider-Man 2 had a real
I actually like
that hero song.
That's
too.
Chad Kroger, baby.
He redeemed himself about. Well, it's him and like a Slipknot guy or
no,
something.
No, it's the
or?
Guy from. Fuck. Not.
Can't remember.
Poison. Saliva.
Saliva. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Connor. That was Green Shirt Delante. We'll start that on here, too. a lot of crossover between the pods.
Fans love it.
So, yeah, you don't like Goo Goo Dolls.
I do like the Goo Goo Dolls. I like the Goo Goo Dolls.
But you hate Iris,
I don't like that song.
I think Johnny Resnick is a cooler name than Rob Thomas. I will say
Resnick
that.
Is a great name. My mom was in love with Johnny Resnick.
Really?
Those are like her two bands.
Dang. Mom getting
she had great taste.
Johnny Resnick.
I have a 90s playlist, and it's two whole Matchbox 20 albums. It's a whole Goo Goo Dolls album and a whole Bare Naked Ladies album, and then like a few random other songs.
I feel like you'd be a really bad chef. We're just dumping everything of every ingredient. Just like a shaker of salt.
Here's some cumin and Mountain Dew.
But full bottles of everything.
Yeah. I just make large pours. It's a huge playlist. So.
It's like making a rap album and not like making a rap playlist and including skits.
Yeah, just.
So, where were we at? You were talking about the so the Goo Goo Dolls thing.
Okay,
I didn't think they sounded like the Goo Goo Dolls, and then I listened to 3 A.M. and I was like, "Oh, 3 A.M. actually sounds a lot like the Goo Goo Dolls." I'm gonna play a little bit of that, and this was not on your playlist, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't send this one because everyone knows this song.
Yeah.
I was going for the ones that really are like my angsty, nostalgic.
Here's what I'll say about that. So I understood why you didn't put it in there, but I think that the reminiscing, like listening to it again, because you forget these songs.
So good.
Going back, I was like, oh yeah, I like Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
When originally I was like, I love them, and then I listened to your playlist, and we'll get to that. You had to tell how I felt about the playlist. All right, so here's a little bit of 3 a.m. Just
that.
To show you, like, they do, like, what I'm hearing. This sounds a lot like, that to me sounds a lot like Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
I feel like if I played certain Goo Goo Dolls,
but what came
like,
out first, this song or Goo Goo Dolls?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Philosophers have argued about that for ages.
There is no information.
One just sprouted out of the other one. It's
yeah.
Just never recorded.
What I read, the main reason I brought up the Google Dolls thing, I saw that a few times, but there was a Salon article.
My favorite magazine.
Controversial magazine. They wrote the 15 most hated bands of the last 30 years.
And Matchbox 20?
I had Googled Matchbox 20 criticism, or I hate Matchbox 20, all that shit. This came up there, and they didn't make the list. Goo Goo Dolls made the list, and they said, or Matchbox 20, the same thing.
Ooh.
And then Matchbox 20 didn't even get their own part of it. Below it, it said dishonorable mention.
Dishonorable mention.
Yeah.
Salon.
Yeah.
Ew.
Salon.
Well, they're going to get words from me. I'm going to send them a letter. I bet they like Katy Perry and shit.
You think so? You want to see what else is on this list?
Of the bad things?
Yeah. So then that you'll have like a gauge of like of why they hate it. So
on?
Dave Matthews Band, Nickelback, Black Eyed Peas, Smash Mouth, ICP, Goo Goo Dolls, John
Mayer.
See,
it's like, how can you even put
Creed,
I
Train,
get, okay,
Fish, Limp Bizkit, Blink-182, Lana Del Rey.
You can't put, okay, they think Blink-182 is not one of the worst bands of all time.
Well, you know what's missing? You know who put out an album was Charles Manson. But he couldn't make the cut. He did put out
an
album.
I loved that album.
Yeah, that's like having a list of like the 15 worst painters and not putting Hitler on it. Or just most hated. That's like,
yeah, most hated. But like, how can you even put all those bands together? Because like, a lot of those seem like jokey ass Black Eyed Peas and everyone before that you named. I'm like, these are like party bands. These are like songs have zero substance. They have nothing behind them. They're just like, we like to drink, yeah. And it's like, but like Matchbox 20, Goo Goo Dolls, at least they wrote their own music.
Yeah,
it's good. It's not just like a synthy bullshit. It's like a real band.
See,
it's so
I don't.
Weird. They look like
I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's crazy.
This is the defense, huh? You're using hate for other bands.
I'm just saying, like, those other bands are like a gimmick, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what Matchbox 20 is just a 90s band. It's not like they got popular because they played at sports games or whatever. Like, Black Eyed Peas, all songs are just about getting fucked up. So it's like, yeah, everyone loved that when they were 20 because they're like, we're getting fucked up. But
they literally say, let's get retarded.
Let's get
here.
Retarded.
That was a
that's
huge
what they
hit.
Call
yeah.
getting fucked
great
up.
Great song.
They were that's a song about vaccines.
They're very active in the political community.
Yeah, that's the Jimmy McCarthy's favorite band. Is that her name? That might not be the right. Yeah, that's right.
Since you said that sports games thing, I don't think anyone will ever do Switchfoot on this podcast. So I'll get this anecdote.
Somebody I think will do Switchfoot.
Oh, so I'll save this then.
No, you can tell it now because it might be a while. So if it comes up again, it's fine.
My friend went to a St. Louis Rams game, and then like at halftime they announced like, "Stay after, everybody, because we have a special surprise concert from Switchfoot." And my friend stayed and said, like, "No one stayed." Yeah. So it was like an empty football stadium and Switchfoot. Like in like a giant NFL stadium with like maybe 300 people stayed like that's, across the whole
that's
thing.
That's what you get when you dare people to move. They will out of your podcast or out of your wait, podcast. What? Everything is a podcast to me. Wait. The world is my podcast.
Kill me.
What
was Switchfoot's big song?
That was I mean Dare You to Move. Well, and then there was another one. Let's see.
Their first one.
Not
was
with
like
arms wide open. This is a lot of remembering.
With arms wide open is Creed.
That's Creed, yeah. Yeah, what was their other one? I can't remember. We'll think of it later. If you remember Switchfoot's big hit, and if you like Switchfoot, tweet at me.
Falling Back to You, or is that Lifehouse?
That's what?
That was Switchfoot and Lifehouse.
I saw Lifehouse live.
Well, they're both secret Christian bands.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is secretly Christian?
The Killers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's Mormon.
Yeah,
I know.
We're going to talk about the Killers on here for sure. People are pissed. This is a controversial podcast because we bring up the fact that some bands are not cool. And people are like, I think they're cool.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I'm not going
to we're not here to argue about
try
that.
Try to say Matchbox 20's cool, but if you don't like them, you're wrong. That's all it is.
How do you feel about this? This is another part of the case against Rob Thomas is kind of a douche, like a little bit. Like he got in trouble. This is an Us Magazine article in 2016. He went to Australia and got in trouble for making some what could be called racist comments. He made a racist joke.
Please tell me we have the joke.
Also, really quickly, me and Tommy found that there's a song called Black and White People.
Black and White. I almost sent you that one.
Really?
It's a really good song, yeah.
We listened to it because we were hoping that it would just be like,
just at your week, can we talk about it?
Yeah, we thought it was going to be like, why can't they get along?
Or it's going to be like, black people drive like this, white people can't dance. It's 3 a.m. I'm walking in a black neighborhood. It's really racist. No, his racist joke was he was in Australia and he was getting very drunk. And
if it was a racist against Australians, let me say, I do not care.
Oh, shit. Okay. what if they're black Australians?
They're all Australian.
Because that's what he said. He goes,
why are there no black Australians?
No.
That was the sequel to Kangaroo Jack, was Black Australians Jack, if I remember correctly.
He told the audience that he drank like a black Australian to help his jet lag, and then people were pissed. Because I guess that there's like a stereotype in Australia that that black people there are huge drunks.
Oh,
and
God.
He claims, and tell me what you guys think of this. He says, first, please understand that I did not intend to make a joke about race. I have seen people comment that after coming here for so long, I should know that there's a connection between the indigenous peoples of Australia and a stereotype involving drinking. Embarrassingly, I truly didn't. The joke I made was meant to be at no expense but my own. I made a comment about drinking so much on the long flight over that I started to think that I was something I'm not. He continued, I said I drank until I thought I was Australian. Then I drank so much that I thought I was a black Australian. And then I drank so much that I thought I was a little Australian girl. These were three things I chose at random to represent three things I am not.
Oh, so it is different than I thought.
See,
it was.
So
yeah,
I kind of believe it. Then he says, I didn't know until today that that just the phrase black Australian was racist all on its own. I sat in my room and cried when I found out.
He felt bad. I bet he wrote a good song after. That's where black and white people came from.
It's three
of them. Like a road comic thing where he asked, like the opening band, right? Hey, who drinks a lot? Black Australians, Mike. Go, they'll love it.
It'll kill. That's so funny.
That's a good time. All right. That's a good coverage of the criticism of the band. Is that they're
They just the
bland. It's a lot of people just say they suck, and I think I think we're gonna run into this a lot on here, where it's like they're popular on the radio, and people get annoyed when there's too much.
Yeah, people hate when songs. I just don't. And not every song on the radio is bad. I mean, sometimes the songs are popular because they're good.
Right.
Actually.
Well, I think a lot of the bands we're gonna talk about are gonna be from the '90s and early 2000s because that's when you had to hear songs.
Yes.
Like now you pretty you like. Pick what you're going to listen to so much more.
Yeah,
like Spotify makes it. You don't even have to hear anything.
That's true. And you won't see as much love for those bands because the internet wasn't like you didn't have Twitter in 1998. Yeah. So nobody was like, this new Matchbox 20 is a fucking fire.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, fire emoji.
Yeah. The only people waiting to talk about them when in 2002 when the internet was popular, when it started blowing up, were people who hated it.
Yeah.
That was...
Really quickly, I forgot about this, because you're from Omaha.
Yeah.
That's where Connor Oberst is. Is he from there?
He's from
there, owns one of my favorite bars there.
Page Turner's?
No. Maybe he doesn't own it. The dive bar.
Oliver's?
Oliver's.
That is Cursive. Owns
oh, that's right. Okay.
The other Omaha.
So support Cursive.
Yeah. Connor Oberst, I hear terrible things about him.
Is he a jerk?
Person, but I don't know.
You never met him? How do you feel about his music? Do you like Bright Eyes?
Bright Eyes has some good songs. First Day of My Life is like one of the most beautiful songs of all time, you know? I'll cry.
It's very
I'm
good.
A romantic.
I'll
cry at that. I like some Oberst songs. I'm not going to say I don't.
No.
Jejun Stars, that's a good one.
But it's interesting that such a music snob is from your town.
Omaha actually has a really awesome music scene because of him and
Saddle Creek. So they put out some of my favorite albums.
Yeah. So it's a good music scene.
I swam there when I was in town.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You and the horses?
Yep, over Saddle Creek.
We got a great swimming scene, too. Lots of indoor pools. That's an indoor public pools in Omaha.
Sadly, there are many drowned horses on the shore of Saddle Creek. Vote nay on Saddle Creek.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sorry. Guys, let's get into your playlist here.
All right.
This is, you kind of argued about what Salon had to say by shitting on the band that they lumped in.
It was a weird lumping, I think. You know, if you're going to shit on a bunch.
Wait, before we play the playlist, I'm going to say that Tom and I both despise one of your picks.
Yeah.
And I
want to
know if you can figure out which one
it
was. No.
No.
And also for the listener, try and see if you know which one.
Yeah, try to figure it out. We won't spoil it.
I thought that was like, I could have gone with a bunch of songs on that last one.
All right. So
let's start off with the obvious, the hits here.
I think I only picked one real big hit.
Yeah, you picked two, in my opinion. The two charts, you picked two that got on the charts.
I bet you hated.
Pushing back.
So, no, not Push. Push didn't make the cut.
Oh, Back to Good was the one.
Back
was
to Good
biggest.
Is this one
was
right
Matt
here.
Was Matt Season a chart song?
Matt Season was on the charts.
Back to Good might be my favorite.
Yeah.
This
Let's
is a great.
A little
oh,
bit through.
Yeah.
Back to Good to the...
If you go to the 3:30 minute mark, that's what it really
3:30?
Yeah, dude, it is. Oh, man.
All right. All right. So this is Back to Good. This is at 3:00.
Yeah, this is perfect.
All right, it's about to kick in. This is the good part coming in right now.
All right. See if you hate Matchbox 20 after this, you pieces of shit. So right. So that part. Oh, the pain. All right, I think that's all we can listen to. So that's giving you some blue balls. Don't slam your mic on the thing. All right, so that song. Let's talk about that song real fast.
Banger.
Because you're absolutely right. That specific part. I was walking around the apartment today with my headphones in, listening to it, and I was jumping around.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking...
That
like,
part,
ah!
Especially, it's like it's really slow, and then the drum comes.
If you've been listening to the whole song, like it's cheating to skip to it, but when you've been listening to the whole song, you're just like...
It builds to it, that's where you come.
It's like sex.
And I came.
Music is like sex.
How so? Please.
Last about 3 minutes.
Draw me a diagram. You have an intro and an outro, my man. Ooh.
Wait, what does that mean?
And I can only do it if I'm on a bridge. I don't know. God. This is all over. If I'm under a bridge.
Anthony Kiedis?
Oh, we'll talk about that. That's my catchphrase. That's the secret catchphrase for this episode. I hope you guys picked up on it. If not, it's too late. So yeah, that's that song got me right back in to where I was with Matchbox 20.
I love that song. I chose that one because of the line about, yeah, everyone here hates everyone here for doing just like they do. And then,
so good.
And is wondering what it's like to be somebody else. Like,
somebody else.
And everyone's
here to blame.
So it's just like, so, oh, God, it just hits. It resonates no matter what, where in life you are, that like can resonate.
Once we stop recording, I'm listening to that in full loud on the speaker.
Yeah,
I'm bringing the speaker out. We're doing it.
Get that speaker out. Hey, guys at home right now, if you're fired up.
Pause this.
Text us. 812-606-1190. Tell me you're fired up right now.
Is that the number for Amber Alerts?
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's the same.
That's why you get all those texts.
Okay, so that was the first song. Kay. Me and Tommy both fired up about that song.
Yeah, great song.
We were texting each other like, man, I'm fucking lit up.
Fucking so hard right now. I can't get over that.
We won't talk about what you didn't put on the playlist until we're done with the playlist. So the next song, Mad Season. This was another song that made the charts. Let's skip a little bit through here. Maybe a lot of their songs you need to skip to about a minute in, I feel, or a minute 30. you're checking your phone? Or are you picking out your playlist? So this is Mad Season.
This is like a little bluesy part.
Yeah. I'm going to skip to another part of this one too, cuz why do I
A lot of people talk about Jimi Hendrix as the greatest guitar player of all time, but they haven't heard that riff.
I've never heard of him. that's like a bluesier song they do, and I like that blues riff a lot. That's really good. That one, it's another one where he's talking about how he doesn't feel like he belongs a lot. He feels undone. A lot of angst.
It's stupid.
But it's fun.
But it's like an upbeat. Yeah, it's got this weird, like... It's almost like a twistedly upbeat song, you know? It's like kind of trashing himself, but it's got that, good blues, like...
Yeah, self-deprecatory.
Tempo. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a downer.
Amphibious.
It's amphibious, yeah, it can be in and out, you know?
And why did you pick that song?
I think that's just my favorite. I tried to pick a song from each album to make sure I
spread. I did not notice that. Interesting.
I think this was... Well, each of the first three albums.
Yeah.
I didn't...
He didn't go exile.
But, and I think this just might be Black and White People's on this one. I almost chose that one. And Angry is another one on it.
Yeah.
They're all just really good, but I think this one is the best on the album.
I think Black and White People, actually, after listening to Black and White People, I thought it was pretty good, but I did not like Korean and Chinese People.
Yeah, that was a weird song.
That one was weird.
That one took some liberties. I thought
the gong was offensive.
So that was Mad Season. So those were the two big hits you chose. And then the next ones, we get a little deeper into it. This song is called Shame, off of Yourself
you
or Someone
hate,
Like
surprised.
You. So I'll skip a little bit. Is it better to skip, you think, a little in?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Because
we can't play the whole song, unfortunately, due to stupid legal... Shit. All right. So this is about a minute in, and I'll raise this. The second steps have been forgotten. Will you tell me how they go?
set yourself situated like a fool. Try again. There's no one around. You can never be good for you. So shame should try you, but then step by you and open up more.
This one feels Counting Crowsy to
me. Yeah, a little bit. It is Counting Crowsy.
Yeah.
That's a little more relaxed than some of the, especially this first album. The deeper ones are a little more rock. I mean, they're a little hard. So like the one you don't like, if it's the next one, is like definitely a little, has like kind of a grungy guitar feel to it. And this is like,
that's,
so these actually back up on the album too. So you go,
well, this just
like
feels
like
a
one.
Near miss.
That yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's close to being one of their hits. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, that one, it just did not stick to my bones. And I've listened to this album several times, and I realized some of the songs just didn't stick with me. Like, I'll listen to them. I listened to it maybe five times.
Yeah.
I listened to it on the treadmill. I listened to it around here. I listened to it walking. I listened to it everywhere.
Yeah.
It just didn't stick to me. But I didn't hate it, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it just
well,
didn't
this one
stick
also,
to me.
I chose this one because it's got the line, funny in a certain light how we all look the same.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that kind of is like the Back to Good song, you know? It's like,
yeah,
just another like, we all hate each other, but then we're like, you know,
yeah,
we're all people.
Of course.
It
all right,
like
that's
something
fair.
That really
that's
made
fair.
Me love it.
We got to get you out of here soon, don't we?
Yeah, pretty good. All
right, so we'll
let's go to the one you hated.
A little bit. So
this was an interesting one.
This is Busted.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll turn this one on. I think that's probably better. Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That reminded me of like the part you skipped to reminds me of like in Fall Out Boy when they just start reading poetry. Yes, and it is unlistenable.
Gouge my eyes like so many flies.
And your rebuke makes me puke.
To be a segment, just fake follow-up by poetry.
So that was the one that we hated. Tommy said he couldn't make it all the way through. I tried to give him a few tries.
That's a different one. That is a different one.
It makes me
that's
hate
off the
you.
First album.
Old Jackie comes up.
I like
call him today.
Old Jackie comes. I like that song because it's got that really weird slow, like. It's like really slow and grungy, but then the chorus like speeds up.
The noise you made was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't a good. Well, you know.
Let's go to the next.
And then the song speeds up, and it picks. And I just like that dynamic of like the slow and then the.
Then
fast.
Listen to Nirvana.
That's another really quickly. That's a criticism I was about to give. Not this playlist, but them as a band.
Yeah.
It's almost like they don't have their own identity sometimes. They're doing so many different things that they sound like other people.
Yeah.
From there are a million different people from one day to the next. They can't change.
But also it's hard to know if at the time they're like 3 a.m., like had anyone done that before? You don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you're there at the time, I guess.
Yeah. I'll tell you one person who did it. Old Jezebel's
secret.
Jezebel's addiction is what I was going to call
it. Jezebel's secret.
Jezebel's addiction. Blogging. Taking
Jezebel's addiction.
All right. So this is Could I Be You. I really liked this song. Actually.
Yeah, this is a really good song.
That's really pretty, I think.
I like
that. It is.
Yeah.
And her piano.
I just said the thing about them not having identity. That feels like them. Like, that sounds like what I think they do. That's just Matchbox 20 at 100, you know?
Yeah, that was...
We call those 2020s.
They're
this
is
the
clearly.
First album. This album made me go back and listen, but this is also, like, the first album that I just listened to every song and just had the album on repeat. Like, uh-huh. I never had a whole album that I just loved every song on. And that one just has the reason I love them ultimately is, like, I love his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's very passionate. He yells. Like, it's, like, not a great voice, yeah, but he screams it into that. And it's, like, you just feel it. You know,
I
feel
it. I like that, when too.
When he has
like
the line too. In there where he's, like, you show your pain like it really hurts. And
I love,
like,
that
oh,
line.
I fucking
yeah,
love
that
it.
That is great.
And he can't even start to feel mine. And it's,
it's
like,
so good. I think the I think that his voice is at the center of whether or not you love or hate them, because his voice is so passionate and he's making such a choice with how he delivers lines that you could get annoyed with it, and a lot of people
do.
Yeah, or you could love it, and a lot of times it clings to me because I'm like, he is just putting everything into this and like committing 100%, and it's interesting.
Yeah, I really, and I'm also, it's like the voice and the lyrics are so, like, you know, people can say that the music is similar to Goo Goo Dolls or whatever genre, whatever era there, but it's like 90s music. But his voice is different than Johnny Resnick's voice and Counting Crow guy's voice.
Adam Duritz, asshole.
Adam Duritz.
I turned on you.
this is where you guys attack me, but I have no time to review.
Just because of that damn song.
Yep, yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, you hit
Let's
it.
yeah,
I just
we're
chose
so
that
pissed.
One because it was, like, different than all the other Matchbox 20 ones, and I do like that one.
Yeah, yeah, that song sucks. Here's Downfall.
This is the last one.
This is the last one, and then we'll get you out of here. Skip around.
I've always been with you here and now.
We got a choir?
Yeah, there's a choir.
With all that's within you, be my savior.
Ooh, churchy.
And I'll be your downfall.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I love
one.
Choirs, man. If there's a choir in the background of it, the Killers,
you
all
love
these
Chance?
Things that I've done have that. Also,
Chance
I'm
loves
like,
the damn
yeah.
choir.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I love that. Fuck, I love when they do that.
I would say you were 5 for 6, which is
83%.
That's
I'd say
that's
four.
A B.
I personally would say 4.5 out of 6 on that playlist, only because that third song. I could take or leave.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I really liked. I love the first two as choices.
Yeah, yeah.
Very surprised you didn't put Push or 3 AM on
I
here.
Just, you know, those
or
are
Unwell.
Even if
know.
You hate, even if you don't like Matchbox 20, you like.
Yeah.
3 a.m. is a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
I think. Put,
I chose
say
the songs that I thought would.
Also,
made me
Hang.
Love them. More.
I think Hang is quite a hit, too.
Hang. I don't think that was
you don't
as
think
big
that's
a hit.
I don't think it's a
that
hit.
That was like the last
I'm
song.
Saying as far as
yeah,
non-charting.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. But.
No, I mean, that's what I was saying. It was hard to choose.
Uh-huh.
Especially on that last album. A lot of those. I mean, Unwell.
Yeah.
Disease.
Stuff.
Bright Lights.
Bright
I like
Lights.
All those songs.
I really
great.
Like Bright Lights.
I just thought
a lot.
Those would be like the obvious. I'm not going to come out here with the top Billboard
That's
hits
fair.
And be like,
That's
this
fair.
Is why I love this
No,
band.
I wanted you to do what you did, which is to bring what you yeah. love about them. But I was just, it surprised me.
Yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's not mad. He's disappointed.
I'm not mad.
You're not
I'm just
mad.
A little unwell.
It is the season.
really,
I'm not angry.
One thing I'll add to the defense of them really quickly, and then we'll get you out of here, cool. is that it's weird that people hate Rob Thomas so much. Rob Thomas sounds like a pretty straightforward guy. Like, he had to come up the hard way. He had
yeah.
he worked shitty jobs. He just happened to fucking hit.
I mean, he was like
hit
out of high
gold.
School.
Yeah.
When he got in Matchbox 20 and, like.
Yeah.
You know, and his mom, like, died, I think.
Yeah.
Really, when he was in high school. And uh-huh. my mom was always into reading about that stuff, so.
Yeah.
What she told me, which I just remember, so I don't know the accuracy of it, is just that when he was in school, they were just like, what are you even doing here? Like. You're not doing school. You want to be the singer. Like, you should just, like,
yeah.
go do that.
I love that.
So
I love
we do,
it.
What do we do? Final verdict? What do we?
Yeah, final verdict. Tommy, how do you feel about Matchbox 20?
You hated
heard?
That song so Here's much, you're about to shit on
no,
me.
No, I'm not. I'm
going to
say
it.
I love Matchbox 20, and uh-huh. I think you get the defense, but I will say as a final thought that I think the song Busted is to the rest of their catalog what the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman are to O.J. Simpson's career. Football career. I would say it's comparable in that way. Final thoughts. But you win. They're good.
That's fair.
I will say I do love a lot of Matchbox 20. And honestly, before we recorded, I was leaning towards shitting on them more because I got annoyed with that song.
Yeah.
But then going into Rob Thomas' solo stuff, I was reminded of a lot of stuff. Even more that I liked him. So you were right. Rob Thomas is a hot guy.
He's a hottie.
And thank you for coming on Stand By Your Band, man. We're going to stand by Matchbox 20.
What's the podcast called?
Stand By Your Band.
Stand By Your Band. Thanks for having me.
Jack Comstock, where can people see you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hack Comstock. And
never mind. Get the fuck out of here.
I also run a weekly show called Legion Fest. It's a weekly comedy festival at Legion every Sunday at 6 in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So.
Check that out. It's a fun time. Legion off the L train in New York. Tommy, where can people see you?
Well, the Annoyance Theater, which closes tonight.
But Barcodes on Tommy Mac.
Just go to my website. I put all my dates on there, TommyMcNamara.com. Go
you
check
have a website?
Out.
Ooh, I have a website, too. I forgot. JackComstock.com. Go to my website. Give me traffic.
For Tom Takkar. I will be on Doug Loves Movies this Sunday. That won't be out yet.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But check that episode out. It's at 8 p.m. at the Gramercy. That will be at 8 p.m., but it'll come out sometime next week. Right after this should come out, I think. I will also be at Stand Up New York on the 27th, and I'll be headlining Caroline's on April 30th.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, just found
congrats,
out.
Man. That's amazing.
So, thanks, man. Yeah. So 7:30, buy your tickets. Promo code Aaron Carter, I swear to God. all right, and I'll be at Bridgetown in Portland May 5th. Fourth through the seventh.
I won't be.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Rate and review us on iTunes. We love you. Stand By Your Band.
Stand By Your Band.